Hello.
Yes, hello, Jen, this is Ken. Hello.
Ken,
Yes, ma'am.
you and I have been emailing.
Yeah, no, actually, that's my manager publications, so he needs to have a word with you regarding the conversation you guys having. So I'm just connecting you to him.
I'd rather just talk to one person.
Ma'am, he's the best person because he takes care of all our publications for the other clients.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm glad that I'm talking to him. So, I just if I'm talking to you, I'm sorry. This is a. I want to do this, but there's a lot of surprises, financial surprises right now. So I don't. I'd rather just talk to one person instead of. Now I have to explain everything to you, right?
Well, he's the best person, ma'am, because obviously he takes care of the the whole PR
Yeah,
process.
no, I understand. So I don't know why what's the purpose for this call. I'm not trying to be rude, but
No, the purpose is that.
I've been emailing all afternoon with him, so I just need to know how many more people are going to call me for the one item.
He will be just speaking to you regarding the publications. That's about it. I'm taking care of the project.
Well, I haven't agreed to anything, and can you just tell him that I just want to just communicate over email so everything's written?
Okay, ma'am, if you want it that way, we will do so.
I mean, are you able to do more than him?
Well, ma'am, that's what he wanted to speak to because I don't have the authority for that. But
Yeah,
if
that's what I
he,
mean.
yeah, if you can speak to him for about a minute or two, he'll explain you all the process and your questions he will answer.
Is he available now?
Yes, he is. He's waiting on the other line, so let me just connect you to him. Just give me a second.
I'll wait.
Hi, am I talking to Jen Chan?
Yeah, we've been emailing.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Can you put more time, please?
Yeah, I think you and I have been emailing.
Yes,
Don't know your
that's
name.
me. That's me. My name
Yeah,
is
I don't know
Jason.
who. Yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And my name is Jason, and I'm the one who's looking after all the publications, including the Wikipedia page publication, too.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. You said it so fast.
It's Jason Lee.
Jason Lee, got
Yes.
it. Yeah, I don't see your name on here as we're emailing, so I don't know who I've been
Yeah,
emailing, to be
my
honest.
signature is not there because I do not talk to, a lot of clients all the time. I barely
Oh.
talk to some clients.
Oh, okay, great.
All
Yeah.
right. So
Yeah,
you have
I understand we're
interests.
trying to work, but just yeah, maybe the phone call is a little easier. I did want to have a Wikipedia presence, but I'm an early stage company, and I know this money may not seem very much to you, but when everything's outgoing and you're counting on other, there's a lot of things I'm working on, online modules, technology, and to really like spread this kind of more of a pioneering vision, for home ownership. I always feel like people are always like, "Oh, you can't do this. You can't do this amount. You can't." But you have 50 people asking you for it. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, I totally understand your point, and that's why I have given you the option that I do not offer to anyone else. Like linking, I was just calling regarding to the part of linking, and I thought it would be better
Yeah.
to communicate over
Oh,
the call.
yeah.
So the
Yeah.
linking part itself is more like connecting your page with multiple other pages of the same category. Like let's say your page is a business page. So you're going to connect
Yeah.
the same page with other relevant businesses on Wikipedia
Oh,
and
okay.
connecting
Yeah.
their page back to your page. So that means we are going to add almost 50 to 60 other pages, including your page as well. So that would be a
Oh, I
vice
see.
versa connection to be made on Wikipedia, and that makes the page entry more strong. Now, the strategy that I'm trying to follow up over here, the two major platforms, that is like by two major platforms, I can go ahead and get the notability held on. Sooner as that is done, we can integrate the plugin part for the linking, and that would be an easier way. But again, there is a time frame that is associated with that. Need at least 3 months of time for me, you know, to get the articles published
first.
Yeah,
it takes time.
And the linking point, yes. So the linking part is very difficult to be done. That's why I need time for that. And if time is okay for you, I have no issues to go with like two major platforms, like the Digest and your story. And then we can go with the linking.
I understand. Yeah, I just felt like, even though I felt I didn't really have it for Wikipedia and with you guys, I kind of just go ahead and at least, you know, squeeze a little bit more to get the process going. But then I keep squeezing everywhere, and I just feel squeezed to death, you know. But that's why I'm still in conversation with you, because, you know, the reality is I know a lot of this takes time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm just really trying to be authentic. I'm not a deep pocket. You know, everything's been bootstrapped, so to keep the quality and purpose of the company in motion, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how you're affiliated. I just had not anticipated any more money, to be honest with you. So any amount is a surprise. You know, even 4,000 is a lot right now, end of the year, you know.
This is what the payment plan I had in mind.
I liked it. What's that?
The payment plan that I had in mind, that was quite easier. You know, that could be not a jeopardy situation for you as well. And it would be supportive for me too, so I could work out on all three parts and, you know, we can move forward with the procedures. Now, another payment plan that I have in mind, like company does not offer any payment plans, but yes, being an editor, I can offer you this. Like, we can go ahead and complete one article at first. Let's say we start with Digest, okay? Once you get this article published, then you can pay for the US story, and once that is live, then you can pay for the linking part. So this way you won't have a lot of burden on you as well. I would have to stop the work.
Yeah, that sounds a little bit better, because I feel like, wow, you know, I'm paying everything up front and then I'm not even, you know. But yeah, I think, so you're thinking like once you guys finish one thing, I don't know which one you're planning.
Let me make it more clear. Let's say if we are going to do the first article, you know, we are going to reserve the spot for that. So you need to pay the first article fee upfront. Now, once that one is published, then you can pay for the other one. Once the second one is published, then I will be doing the wiki linking part. And once the wiki linking is done and your page is going live, then you can pay for the wiki linking. Now, there's a reason why I want the upfront payments for the article, because for the articles, I need to reserve the slots. That's a third-party company. Like, the Digest itself is a third-party company. We need to pay them to reserve a slot for us. Now, as of in December, they have some slots open right now that we can opt for, and we can get the article published in that slot. Now, the linking part is something that I'll be getting it done in-house from my other editors, my own team. So that part is something you can pay us afterwards, not a problem for us.
How much is that?
Total amount is $5,300 if we take out just the linking cost.
No, I'm talking about just the linking portion only.
Okay. The linking portion would be, let me check. Just give me one quick moment here.
Yeah.
That would be $1,600 in total for the linking portion.
Hold on, let me just write this down.
No problem.
Okay, well, that's it's pretty chunky. Your prices are pretty chunky. I mean, this is why the package was cheap, because then people get roped into other things and they feel like they don't have a choice.
Yeah, the prices are pretty chunky, but because we do not keep a lot of profit on it, and there are strategies that people follow for the round figures prices, we do not do that today. We hardly take 2% as the profit with our own service charges. The rest of it is cost.
How long does the linking last, though? I mean, is that forever, or is
forever?
Yes,
that's a forever part. That is a forever part.
Huh?
Linking will last forever.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then the
even though the articles,
the thing is, you know, honestly, you know, this is why you, when you work with companies, you know, they other people keep adding on to it. Oh yeah, you know, we need this. Oh, we got paid for this. So that's how all the companies work right now. And then, you know, and then it doesn't really set up the company for success because there's too many other. It all feels legitimate, but yet it's not really like. I mean, it is pulled up front, but you know, another 8,000-10,000 is like, oh, okay, just need another 8,000-10,000. You know, another 6,000. Yeah, but who's paying for that, right? I mean, everybody's thinking like it's so low, but like I told you, 20 people say, oh, well, we need more for this, we need more for that, we need more for this. It just feels like a little.
I totally understand your point there, ma'am. But the thing is, like, the initial cost, if we were going for just for the article, there was somewhere around $10,000. And after discount, it was nearly $8,000. But if we are doing the other way around on this, the cost is quite minimal, and there are the options for the payments too. So don't worry about it. The company, our company itself, we do not believe in, you know, ripping off the client with the money. What we believe in is by providing them the quality service. Now, the thing, let me tell you one thing. Would you mind me asking, like, if you are from the same origin that I belong to? Like, are you from the Chinese origin?
Yeah, Asian. My mother is from Taiwan and my dad from Hong Kong. And
exactly.
I'm born in the States.
Myself, I'm an Asian as well. What we people do, we you know, follow a community the same way that we work in this company. If I'm giving you a good service, I do know there are thousands of other people who you might know, like you are a realtor. You are into real estate industry.
No, I'm not a realtor. I'm a development company.
Oh, okay. So you are a development company, but your clients would be a lot of realtors and other people who do have, you know, those sort of hype on internet. They might be up for Wikipedia pages as well. So this is how I can expect more business from you, right? This is how our business works, that we provide the best service possible to the clients in their shoes, and we get a lot of the clients on it. That's why our company is one of the most successful companies right now in the same industry by staying on an, you know, online reputation management company. So I do assure you on that don't worry about it. The amount that you are paying is the least possible cost that you could find out in the market. But again, these are the basic requirements that we have to opt for.
Okay, no worries. No worries. We'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Go ahead and send you the contract first. Okay.
So this is the best way that I could, you know, entertain you in a way.
Okay, let me understand how this works, because I know you got me, like, Reader's Digest and your story. So you're saying with this, you guys, obviously, seems like you still need my involvement. Who's writing the article? Me?
No.
Sounds like I do most of the work.
You did not do the writing of the article. Now let me tell you
I did all the work for Wikipedia. I mean, literally, it was like here, you know, like I'm doing all the work, really. I mean, you guys are just formulating it, you know. I mean, picking out what you think is good, but I'm literally doing all the work and paying you guys. So, Reader's Digest and your story is. I do all the writing, and you guys just do it, right? You just do
that. It's completely different on those articles. Now, at the time when we reserve the slot, there is always a journalist with those platforms. But we never know who the journalist would be. So we only know this once the slot is reserved. We share the entire profile with the journalist. We ask them to give us the brief and the draft for the article they think is, you know, the best suitable article to publish on their platform. So during a time they write an article, they shared with us for our approval, and we shared with our clients. Let's say we are going for Reader's Digest for your article. Once you get the article from the journalist, you're gonna go ahead and share it with you. Once you approve it, or if you want to add or remove something from the article that you feel is not supposed to be there, we will simply go ahead and remove it and replace it with something new. Once the draft is finalized, then only the journalist itself is going to publish that onto their platforms. But your part would be in those articles, but that is not for the writing part. But yes, that would be the review and the feedback part.
So you guys write it all, and you basically get me out there, market me, right? You get
exactly.
You get me into Reader's Digest and your story. What is required of me? I want to be super upfront, like, because I notice I end up doing all the work. So I want to make sure I'm not writing and having to put all the creation and all that stuff. I mean, I already created a bunch for you guys to have. You guys should have more than enough. And I feel like I did a lot of the legwork, right? I mean, I don't know. You guys don't know my company. How are you guys going to market me? You know, you guys work with so many other companies. You guys can't market me or write. You guys don't expect me to write it.
And we do not need you to write any of the articles for yourself. Those will be taken care of by the journalists. Now, the reason why we want this to be done by the journalists is because Wikipedia accepts it to be published in a different tonality. Like, the promotional things could not be there. The marketing sort of things could not be there. There would be a general and neutral written article. But again, that article would be indirectly supporting you with your business as well. Because it's going to be completely a featured article about your business and you. So, and it will be published by a known journalist in that certain, you know, the platform, let's say Reader Digest. So one of their staff journalists would be writing it, and that would be the same person who's going to publish it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what makes it more credible enough to be accepted on Wikipedia. The way it's been written, the way it's been published, and the person who published it and where exactly it is published.
Okay, so you actually, there's a journalist they're going to be interviewing me, or what are they going to be expecting from me? I have to know all this because I don't have the time to write. I'm so backed up, like, in all this writing. I don't have time. I'm not, like, an official writer, so I need to know, you know, I'm not trying to be rude to you, but I just feel like I keep getting loaded with more work, and I literally don't have more time to do any more writing. I mean, I'd rather someone write it, and then I can read it, just like you have on Wikipedia. It's a lot of time involved, you know, to make sure writing goes out properly and have things market properly and not mislead people and all this stuff. So, I don't know. I just had not anticipated more and more, and I want to be in this thing, but honestly, when I was talking to the person, it seemed like it was going to be easy to have a simple presence, and now it's getting more and more complicated. More and more work, and I know you're working with me, but at the same time, it's another job that takes me away from making money. You know what I mean? So I'm kind of like in between priorities, like what's going to make me money now? I mean, I want presence, but the presence, you know, it's not going to, you know, it's going to be a future return, and I feel like I need to focus my energy on creating business now versus spending all my afternoons messaging you, you know, and I want to learn, but I don't know. Now that I'm getting surprised, I'm just feeling like I need to watch out for myself because, you know, because nobody is paying my bills, but everybody wants my money.
Don't worry about it. I won't be taking, you know, I won't be asking if you utilize any of your energies on this. And this, there would be no other surprises for you in future too. Now, for the article part, what I'm going to do is going to be, you know, let me guide you in a simple way what I'm going to do. I'm going to first share your profile, that one that we created for your Wikipedia page, that one that you approved as well. I'm going to share it with the journalists. I'm going to ask them to create articles based on that profile. First, I'm going to review it myself. If I like the article, if that is up to the mark, what I'm looking for being as an admin, then I'm going to share it with you for your final review. So doing that way, most of the work would already be done. You would just need to go and skim the article and, you know, give me an approval on that if this is good to go.
Yeah.
So doing this way, it would be a lot easier to manage things. Like, I totally understand that you are doing a business and you need to spend more time over there as well. And this is the season time coming in, so I totally understand that. So let's do it this way. I'll be taking care of most of the work on here, and at a time when I feel like the article is good to go for Wikipedia, being as an admin, I will share it with you. So you won't be spending a lot of time on it.
Are you the owner?
No, I'm not the owner. I'm the admin.
Oh, you're the admin. Who's the owner of you guys?
It's a public limited company. But the owner itself is an Asian guy.
Is this the one that's based in L.A.?
Yes, this is in L.A.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, once you get this Reader's Digest and your story, like, how does it go out? I mean, I'm not asking time as in pressure, but I'm just saying, you know, I want to be ready for this too, right? So I have to know, like, once it gets started, like, about how much time do you guys need, you know what I mean? So I can plan accordingly, you know, like, I'm not talking from a rushing standpoint. I'm just talking from a planning standpoint.
I would need, if I talk about myself, I would need a total of 3 months of time frame. But in that three months, I would be using your time, like utilizing your energy for hardly 4 to 5 hours in all 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the work is going to be done by other journalists, or the linking part will be done by me and my team.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be the complete involvement that you'd be doing into this article part. Hardly 3 to 4 hours of time. Well, I do feel
so
that you have a lot of questions in mind.
What is the anticipated payment? My first payment was what?
Can you repeat the more time, please?
Yeah, you said Reader's Digest and your story.
Mm-hmm. See, the first payment, the first payment would be upfront for Reader's Digest. Once that is done, then you can pay for your story.
After Reader's Digest is done and published, right?
Exactly. Once that is live, once I share the live link with you for Reader's Digest, then you can pay for the US story, and once US story is live, then during the time I would obviously be doing the wiki linking part. Once the page is going live, then you can pay for the linking part.
Yeah. So just kind of all said and done, you know, I'm probably going to need this honestly in writing. I'm not going to get caught in a weird predicament.
No problem.
I want to know, like, so Reader's Digest, and then after that, your story, and then after that, the LinkedIn, right? You said like to 50, whatever. So this links to all like 50 other places, you said?
Yes. Not 50 other places, but yes, almost 50 pages that are already on Wikipedia. I'm going to connect your pages, your page with them, and their page with you on Wikipedia. Now,
what other pages are that?
There would be anything, let's say, I can give you an example. Let's say on Wikipedia there is a page, let me go on the internet and, you know, give you the better example for understanding. Just give me one moment here. Now, if you go on Wikipedia and type in construction,
yes,
this is one sort of the page that is about the same sort of business that you do. So your page.
Let me do this with you. Yeah.
Sure.
Wikipedia.com. Okay, and then I type in construction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, do you see an entire complete new page? With
Yeah.
Now, your page will be connected to this one, and this page would be connected to your page. Similarly, goes with 50, almost 50 other pages. That would be done by the same way. Now, if we go, if I tell you another example, that would be the builders. The builders itself is they do have a page on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. So you do everything kind of related to real estate.
Exactly.
So that people can cross-link each other. I kind of see how you guys do that, yeah.
So Wikipedia is not the only benefit that you're going to get with this link. The other benefit that you'll be getting with this link, let's say if you have a website out there, we can add your page or Wikipedia on your website, and all those backlinks would be crawling up on the Google, showing your website if anybody searches about any business. If I go on Google right now, I just put down, let's say, construction in LA. So if your business is in LA, then your business would be showing up on the top. That would be either your website or your Wikipedia page, any one of them.
Got it. Yeah. Well, you know, as an early stage company, and I'm trying to pioneer this movement, you know, it's just, it's, you know, it's more for, you know, this company has been really built more for people than for myself. I feel like I'm the one suffering right now, honestly.
You won't be feeling the same way.
Hours. Huh?
You won't be feeling the same way in the future. I'm going to take care of all of this work.
Yeah.
And I will make sure that, you know, you do not spend a lot of time on it.
Yeah, because, you know, I've worked. I mean, I'm like, is this too much for, you know, I'm not an official writer. And so it's extremely, you know, in dealing with all this stuff, I just don't want any more surprises and all this stuff.
Don't worry
about it. Oh, after the linking, oh, we need something else. And, you know, that's. I'm just going to let you know, this would be all I need to have it to go live, Wikipedia.
This,
I mean, how can you guarantee that? You're the one who has to approve you, right?
You see, the guarantee I can give you, that is my experience. I've published a lot of pages in my life, and, you know, at the time when my clients were suffering up with the, you know, publications, if they needed, this was the best option that I could have found out. So more than 9 years now, I'm being an admin on Wikipedia. Made more than 200,000 edits and, you know, multiple pages live on Wikipedia. So with my entire experience, I can guarantee you this, and I can even claim this if there's anything else that would be needed, that would be covered in it as well. But the articles, that is the only two articles if we are doing the Wikilinking part. Because linking is something I do not offer to anyone. It's pretty hard part to do it.
Yeah.
I rarely offer this part to only a few of the clients who I feel like, yes, their business is new. Let me put my more efforts on it. Let me give them an ease, and let's work hard on this. Because I need to edit now. See, the one construction page I've showed you, I need to first analyze the entire page where I can connect your page and then edit the page, then lock the page again, and then I have to go back on your page to edit that as well and connect it there. And this is the jeopardized work to be done. But obviously, like, we are together on this project, this will be done. And my...
Yeah. So your name is Joseph Lee, right?
It's Jason Lee.
I'm sorry, Jason Lee. I just want to write that down so I don't forget.
No problem. So my personal interest into your page is like this would be another addition to my IDs on Wikipedia, to my portfolio. So this is what my personal interest is.
Yeah, but this could be a very huge movement. You know, large endeavor, you know, this is not really for, you know, this is not about making money. It is, but it's also about you know, this calling and this humanity. People are really suffering with housing. You know, we have built this model that's taken over the course of 10, 15,000 unpaid hours, and I really like, you know, it's this, it's something has to shift by next year. And this is the big shift. You know, I'm getting ready for the more of the public arena. You know, now that I've proven everything, the system is proved. You know, it's a kind of huge. It's not just, you know, I mean, I know every company has their story, but, you know, but a lot of them have funding, you know what I mean? So
I totally understand that.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think the conversation definitely feels better. Do you have a direct number just so I can have it?
I do have a personal number, but on that,
okay,
I won't be available for calls. But do you have a WhatsApp account?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Let me know if you have a paper and pen handy so I can give you the number.
Oh, let me see. I'm going to go on my WhatsApp here.
No problem.
How do I do it? Is this calls or?
On WhatsApp, you can text me, you can call me. That's completely fine. But WhatsApp is the best way to reach out to me.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay, let's see. Oh, wait. You have to be in my I don't use this too much, so
Let me do one thing. I do have my phone in my hands. Would you mind I have your WhatsApp number?
Yeah. Let's see. I got to get on here. I forgot how to. All right. I am on my account, and let's see. Well, it's my mobile number.
And it's the same number that we have on file?
Yeah. I don't know. 415-587-2426.
Jin Chan, right?
Right.
Let me text you on your WhatsApp right now so you would have my number too.
Okay.
My internet is messed up. Just give me one quick moment here. I'm not sure why I'm not able to see number there.
Yeah, I know. WhatsApp is kind of weird sometimes.
WhatsApp is weird a lot of times. Let me repeat the number one more time. It's 415-587-2426, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I just feel like, like talking to you has kind of eased me a little bit. There's just too much out there, you know.
See, the easier part would be, like, everything is going to be managed from articles till the publication by either me or the journalists. So you would just be reviewing the articles before publication, and you would be looking at them once they're published. So there wouldn't be a lot of engagement that you would have during the frame.
Yeah, it's the value here is because there's a journalist that works for?
No, there isn't any journalist that works for us. Now, what we do, it's been a very long time that we are into this business, so we have established our own contacts for those platforms. Staying on those kind of contacts, we do offer some work to them, and they offer some work to us as well. So it's kind of a give-and-take situation. If we are stuck with something, we ask them to do something for us, and they never say no to it. And if they are stuck with any of their part with Wikipedia and online branding, they ask us to do it, and we always help them with that too. So this is a win-win situation that we are into with those kind of platforms.
Yeah, I just didn't know, like, I guess the relationship. I just feel like, you know, how can we be assured these two articles will be enough to have it?
This is what my experience. I have been through the same situations many times.
Okay, you're so confident.
And it's been like more than 9 years I'm working on Wikipedia. Started from a junior editor, and I'm been right now being an admin and have a lot of authorities to work on Wikipedia. So I do know what I'm on to.
You're the manager. When you say admin, what do you mean? You mean manager?
No, admin. See, there are multiple hierarchies on Wikipedia. And within this company, I'm the head of publication. I'm look after all the publications to be done here. Now, on Wikipedia, there are different hierarchies. The top and the kind of CEO type of hierarchy is always with the moderators. Now, then it goes with the COOs and the, you know, the presidents of the company. That is somewhere admins and super admins. So I'm into that kind of layer. And just below that, there are editors, then there are viewers, then there are reviewers, then there are other readers and the analyzers. So those are all the lower level of management. So I'm into kind of a middle, upper level of management right now on Wikipedia, so what I can say.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon,
okay, great.
As soon as possible, I'm going to publish more pages. I would be on to the level of moderator as well.
Got it. All right. Well,
so,
I mean, you know, a lot's happening right now, so... So I'm glad we did talk on the phone. It does feel a little bit more clear. I mean, well, how many people actually? I go on Wikipedia, and it seems like there's millions and millions of people on there. So, I mean, they're getting through, also, right? I mean,
Majority of the people are getting through, but you know, there are always a certain criteria that Wikipedia always have. The page is up to the mark of that criteria, nobody can stop the page to go live. It's all about just, you know, meeting up the criteria and getting no negativity outside on the internet, and, you know, this is how Wikipedia works.
Yeah. No, I know they're super super strict.
Yep, and, you know, there are only any few rules that Wikipedia always follow. They always ask for the information have to be true and authentic. The information has to be verifiable. The information does not hurt any other person. So these are the rules that Wikipedia asks for. You are up to the mark of two parts, but the one part that is verifiable part, that is missing out here. So this is all the jeopardy situation that we are in right now. That is because of that part.
Yeah. Just these, majorly these two articles. And then the backlinking will just basically help
to make the page and into more strong.
Oh, okay, yeah. Make it more strong. Yeah, that makes sense, yeah. But they kind of, I know what you mean about kind of like leveraging the industry to connecting it all together.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we did go over a lot. It's easier on the phone. I think... You know, I don't want to be hasty, but I definitely feel like I would need, you know, what you and I talked about.
I'm just typing that into now.
Is there any way, you know, for these two, what is the most, like, efficient cost that you can do for these two?
These are the most efficient costs because, see, what we usually charge for wiki linking, that is somewhere around $3,000. But as Wikilinking is something that I could do myself and my team could do it, so I have already cut down the cost to $1,600. So it's a discount of $1,400 already on your package on these three things, including, as you know, if you are getting a discount, there are no payment plans, but I put it up already into a plan that you can pay first for your digest, then your story, and then once the Wiki is gone live, then you can pay for the rest.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. Well, I think maybe what we should do next is, you know, if you can just kind of, not to create more work, but I just don't want to create any misunderstandings. If you could have this a little bit more formalized in writing, you know, with everything that we kind of talked about. The,
no, I'm just typing that into an email right now while I'm staying on a call.
Oh, you have? Okay, you're a multitasker, yeah.
Yep.
So if you can be as clear as possible, you know, that's a little bit more formalized. That way you don't have to be digging emails and
Ask you one thing. Would you need any kind of contract or agreement on this, or just an email would work fine for you?
I feel like we would need an agreement to make me feel comfortable. I just don't want any more surprises, to be honest with you. I would just more in an agreement form.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
sure, no problem.
Kind of what we discussed.
No
that's
problem.
That's only did this. Yeah, that's, I don't think that's out of the ordinary. So, yeah, whatever details, timelines, you know, just general timelines, not holding you, just approximate, anticipated, that type of thing. And,
sure.
You know, kind of what maybe some stuff you need from me. What you guys are basically take care of, and you know, it's kind of like in bullet points. It doesn't have to be, super.
For that purpose, if that is okay, if I can, you know, compile an entire email instead of a contract or any documentation, does that work for you?
Well, I would need something kind of on a Word document, or I guess email is okay too, as long as it's something in writing.
Yeah, that would be in writing, obviously. So I can easily create the email right now. And the reason why I'm pushing up on this, I did not like to push on anything with my clients. The reason why I'm pushing on this, because December is on the way, and we have already crossed half of the month of November. So the slots, there are only a limited slots available for the digest. And as I commit on some time frame, I do my 200% to fulfill that. And I do not want to miss the 3 months of time frame on this.
Well, what's the date on for December?
It would be.
You talking about for Reader's Digest?
I'm sorry. Come again.
You talking about for Reader's Digest?
Yeah, for Reader's Digest, it would be any time into the second week of December.
Okay, so when do you need to know by?
I would need to get this started right away because I need to get the slot reserved right away for the second week. First ticket's
well,
fully
booked. I'll have to view the email to make sure I feel comfortable, and then.
Is that okay for you if I put you in a quick hold and I can send you the email right away and then we can talk on the call? If you are comfortable.
Yeah, go ahead. I spent the whole afternoon with you guys and I'm moving away my priority items.
I'm really sorry for that. I won't be taking your time in future. Just give me 2 minutes. I would be right back with you on this call. Okay.
I'll hold.